The Drive on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
So we've had Bon Scott's AC/DC. We'll give equal time to Brian Johnson's AC/DC. Do you think Duda would know who this is?
If he didn't know this one, you really got to start worrying.
Right.
I mean, that's a little absurd.
There's something wrong with him if he doesn't know that this is either AC/DC or Back in Black.
There are certain songs that everyone knows. Right. This better be one of them.
Dude. Okay. It's Shane and Cap here on a Tuesday. It's 5:44. And this is The Drive, Max Power. Producing, engineering the show as he always does. So we're a month into this. We talked briefly about the Royals in the first hour, but it was more about Daniel Lynch than it was the Royals. But I guess we can start there. Cap wants to hand out some report cards after the first month of the season. The Royals are 16-11. What was their Pecota rating or whatever? Were they going to lose 100 games? I don't think they were going to lose 100 necessarily.
They were going to lose in the 90s.
Okay, so they were going to be, let's just say for the sake of argument, 69 and 93.
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
So as they stand right now, and you can hear them about an hour and 15 minutes from now, as they will take on the Indians in the second game of a three-game series, 7-10 from Kauffman right here on KFH. Mike Minor will pitch for the Royals. They're 16-11, still in first place in the AL Central. Before I get to your grade card for the Royals, is this still too early, or after a month, this might be what they are?
We're still too early.
Okay.
We got to get through May. May, to me, is maybe one of the most important months of baseball, because this is when you start to either establish yourself or the wheels start wobbling and you kind of fade into what you maybe should have been.
Mm-hmm. The when does plus minus start to matter, or do you care about that stat? Run differential, I guess, is what I'm saying, not plus minus. Is that a depiction of what you are? And if it is, when? May for that too?
I don't read too far into it, but I think it has a place. It doesn't matter yet. I would say that starts to really become a factor around the All-Star break or shortly after. Because that's when the divisional races really start to heat up and you either make or break.
I feel like the Royals are way more capable of getting blown out than they are blowing out somebody else.
Sure.
And it's happened a couple of times, and that's why their run differential is so screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally fair.
But then again, who cares if you beat 16-4 or 4-3?
Yeah, you doesn't matter. You lost.
It's just a game, yeah. All right, so that in mind, after a month, what grade do you hand out the Kansas City Royals?
I think you have to give them an A. I think they're exceeding expectations. They're getting production from everybody they need to get production for. And the pitching has been, I would say, probably a pleasant surprise.
They've overachieved.
Sure. And this is why I say May is a really important month, because you find out who you are a little bit more. I think April, you get off to whatever start you get off to. And then in May, you either establish yourself or you start to pull back. And in June, you have to get through May to really figure out who you are, because you start really finding out in June where the standings lie and who's going to contend and not.
You are from Denver. For those, for all intents and purposes, for this exercise, Cap's from Denver. Not a lot of was expected from the Colorado Rockies this year anyway. But they are currently 10-18 in the West and getting pummeled by the upstart San Francisco Giants, who were supposed to stink, but so far haven't. And they are killing the Rockies right now, 10-2 in the third inning. A rebuilding Rockies at 10-18, are you going to cut them any slack?
No, I'm going to give them an F, and here's why. Because rebuilding is okay. It has a place, and in a market like Denver with the Rockies, a team like that, you're going to go through that probably once a decade with them. But Their GM just resigned. All signs in Denver point to there being no direction, it's just a circus. So for your GM to resign 1 month into the season shows that you as an organization don't know what's going on and where you want to go.
Fair.
So that's an F. You're expected to lose a ton of games. I think they've won 10 games, which is probably 10. Maybe a little more than they probably should have even, but F, it's a circus.
Only Detroit's won fewer.
Right.
They're 8-21.
It's bad. And I can't imagine being a player in that organization. Trevor Story. Think about Trevor Story. That's their best player. That's their marquee guy. They traded Nolan Arenado in the offseason to the Cardinals. If you're Trevor Story, are you like, get me out of here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's the flip side of that argument. The players have got to be thinking ... I take a page out of the Royals book when they stunk.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the guys that were in the big leagues with the Royals then that if any other team, they took advantage of the Royals going 50 and 110, and that put food on their table for a couple of years because otherwise you're not going to be in the big leagues. Don't you think the Rockies players or the Tigers players, for example, at 8-21 are kind of secretly thrilled that we're only 8-21?
Yeah.
So I have a job in the big leagues. Otherwise, if we were good, I wouldn't be here.
Sure, there's plenty of players right now in the big leagues for the Rockies and Rangers and Tigers who probably don't belong there or wouldn't be there in another organization. And here's another problem with the Rockies. Their farm system is garbage.
It's shot, isn't it?
It's garbage. They're ranked, I think, going into this by MLB.com, they have the 27th ranked farm system. Yeesh. So no hope on the horizon for the Rockies.
Care to weigh in on either the Padres or the Dodgers?
Sure, I'll do both. I'll give the Padres an A because after a big offseason, they're performing. They're not at the top of the NL West. That's the Giants right now. But they're doing what we thought they should do or what you're supposed to do when you make big investments and big moves. So they're doing what they should do. And I'll give the Dodgers a B. And maybe we need to pull it back to a C now with the loss of Dustin May because that's going to be a big hit for their rotation. But the Dodgers are kind of doing what they were supposed to do, but they're not in first, which is where they should be. The Giants are there, and the Padres are right there with them. So the Dodgers, who are coming off a World Series win, and are a lot of people's pick to repeat, which I don't think is going to happen. That just doesn't happen anymore anyways. They're just kind of performing as average, so it's a C.
What do you make of that, if you paid very close attention to it? Because I know Angel was with Child, probably right smack in the middle of this, but when the Padres played the Dodgers, pretty good theater.
Yeah, sure. And that's great. I think those are the things that baseball needs right now. I think there's this big, ordeal about what does baseball need and the sport's struggling and, whatever. They need new, fresh rivalries, and I think that's great. It was awesome. I did catch a lot of that. That was awesome.
How did the A's start 1-7 and are now 18-12?
That's a great question.
Your old organization, your Oakland A's.
Well, they called me for a pep talk, and I really, got the boys going. Mm-hmm. No, but I will give the A's a B, and the only reason I can't give them an A is because they did get off to that 1-6 start. Because without that, they might have the best record in baseball. I mean, minus the Royals, they do have the best record in baseball, and they're playing well. For they're doing what the A's do. Is kind of old as that act gets. Being the small market team, and they're going to go compete once every 3 to 5 years, but they're at the top of the West right now. They're higher than the Astros. They're fine. They're doing good. They're a solid B.
I'm going to maybe catch you flat-footed on this one, but there's a method to the madness.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Angels are 13-14, 3.5 back of the Oakland A's, have arguably two of the most exciting players in baseball on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running that team, how do you not somehow, some way, by hook or by crook, make this team important and make this team win because we have Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani?
It's to me, it's mind-blowing, and I'm starting to feel for Mike Trout the way I feel about a lot of players who go their whole career with an organization and don't win and they can't figure it out, and these players deserve to win because the Angels have the pieces in place to compete. But for some reason, it's like they can't get out of their own way or management can't get out of their way, and they do this every year. And, I mean, last year, 2 years ago, they were bad, even with Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best player in baseball.
If he was
He's hitting above 400 right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah. If he was a jerk, he could hold that entire organization hostage.
Sure.
And say, you know what? Not only do I want to trade, I'm not coming to the park today. I had about enough of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my nails done, or I'm going to... They are 13-14, and since he was a big leaguer, he's never finished below fifth in the MVP race. And he legitimately could have about five MVPs on his mantle. And he's got Shohei, who does nothing but hit bombs. And now that he's back from Tommy John, pitching every now and then, although he got scratched from his start last night, but... You got two guys that are must-see, and I know it's on the West Coast, and they're playing when a lot of people are asleep. Mm-hmm. I feel like we talk about this at least a little bit every year, and then they fade into oblivion, absolutely, and we never talk about them again.
You won't. You won't. And they're gonna do it again this year. I just don't think they have the horses. They got a lot of holes. I mean, how old is Albert Pujols now?
Isn't he legitimately 41?
I think so. He's ancient, and he shows it every time he plays now.
Can you name an Angel pitcher?
No. Can you? Other than Ohtani, no.
I think Jose Quintana? I think, maybe? Former Cub great, Jose Quintana, and White Sox great, actually.
Yeah, he's there.
That's the only one.
Yeah, good for you. How about Dylan Bundy?
Oh, yeah.
He's there.
Yeah, they played against the Royals earlier. I should have remembered that.
Other than that, I'm looking at the roster right now. I don't recognize any of these guys.
All right, Tony's Lock of the Night coming up next.